Ash London's Live Feed.
Lady Gaga's fan base, the Little Monsters, have sent Gaga's 2013 album Art Pop back to the top of the charts 7 years after its release. Now, when it came out, it was kind of ahead of its time and no one really understood it back then. You might remember this song off of it. It was a bit weird. The Little Monsters are petitioning releases of the B-sides to the album because they're just so obsessed with it and I love it. Gaga responded, "The petition has inspired such tremendous warmth in my heart," because that's how she talks. "Thank you for celebrating something that once felt like destruction. We always believed it was ahead of its time." You know what I mean when she says she talks like that?
Yeah.
I love her so much. Yeah. All right, congratulations to Ariana Grande, who is joined to Taylor Swift, Sia and Shakira by having the second most number of videos on YouTube to be viewed over a... What kind of statistic is that? By having the second most number of videos on YouTube to be... Sarah's right and made up statistic. It's over a billion times.
I'm sure it's factual.
Yeah, her video clip for No Tears Left to Cry, this song, an absolute jam for the ages. Over a billion views on that.
Wow.
I thought only Gangnam Style had a billion views.
No.
And Baby by Justin
then,
Bieber.
But now, yeah, true. Everyone's getting a billion.
Speaking of records, this one's not a made up one though. Olivia Rodrigo has become the first artist in history to have their first two singles ever debut in the top 10 of the Billboard Hot 100. She also revealed with her producer that she wanted this song to sound upbeat and different to her breakout.
The fun thing about Deja Vu is it's like kind of like funny and like tongue-in-cheek a little bit. And so I remember like me writing like a serious one and you were like, no, I gotta keep it like
I think that's
jokey.
A constant theme sometimes with Olivia is that it gets serious. I feel like that was Driver's License the same way. Like the first bridge for Driver's License was so emo and like, there's like, I think we should make it more playful, right?
I'm very emo. And Dan was in an emo band and he still tells me I'm emo. Like, that's how you know you're really emo.
She talks so fast and so enthusiastically. Every night, I want a new clip of Olivia Rodrigo talking just so we can hear her be loud and enthusiastic and fast. I love it.
And then let's slow it down and see if she sounds normal.
I love that from you, Shy Guy.